Chapter 2. Capturing Animals. Dumpy, bustling Moira Doolan was a powerhouse of ideas at the BBC in the early 60s. Middle-aged and unmarried, she spoke with an Irish lilt and was passionate about her work as head of school's broadcasting. In January 1961, Ted Hughes wrote to her with an idea for a radio series. She invited him to lunch, and they worked up his proposal. It eventually became Listening and Writing, a sequence of 10 talks for the Home Service's daytime schools programming, broadcast between October 1961 and May 1964. 9 of the 10, together with illustrative poems by Hughes and others, were published in a book, aimed at teachers and dedicated to his own English teachers, Pauline Maine and John Edward Fisher. Entitled Poetry in the Making, it became a classroom vade mecum for a generation, and indeed one of Hughes's best-selling books. In a brief introduction, he described the talks as the notes of a provisional teacher, and of his belief in the immeasurable latent talent for self-expression in every child. The teacher's watchword should be for children. He was typically thinking of pupils between the ages of 10 and 14. To write in such a way that they said what they really meant. With self-expression comes self-knowledge and, perhaps in one form or another, grace. The series started from autobiography. The first talk, entitled Capturing Animals, began, "There are all sorts of ways of capturing animals and birds and fish. I spent most of my time, up to the age of 15 or so, trying out many of these ways, and when my enthusiasm began to wane, as it did gradually, I started to write poems. When the harvest was gathered in, little Ted would snatch mice from under the sheaves and put them in his pocket, more and more of them, until there were 30 or 40 crawling around in the lining of his coat. He came to think that this was what poems were like, experiences captured and kept about the person. He then explained that his earliest memory was of being 3, placing little lead animals all the way round the fender of the fire in the front room.